Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Looks like the body count's pretty high in Free Fire.
Oh, boy. I did have a chance to see this about 2 weeks ago, and I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it's comical. It's extremely violent. The body count, as you say, is through the roof. Basically, there's an arms deal going down. It's in the 1970s, and neither side trusts each other. They're in an abandoned warehouse. It stars Armie Hammer, Brie Larson. The tension is huge, and all of a sudden, it starts, and a shootout begins, and you've got probably an hour and 15 minutes of nothing but a shootout, and it's comical, it's tense, it's gripping. If this is your bag, you're going to love it. But it is rated 18A for a reason.
That's not what he ordered.
I ordered M16s.
Really? I'm not running a pizza delivery service.
Don't shoot, the deal's off!
I've been shot!
Oh, now we're cooking!
You seem like a nice girl.
We can't all be nice girls.
And then we've got a thriller about a woman who sets out to make life hell for her ex-husband's new wife. Unforgettable.
You know, we've seen this movie way too many times. They didn't hold a screening, and I know exactly why they didn't. It stars Katherine Heigl, and unfortunately, she's been the kiss of death in Hollywood. They did present us a little bit of footage down in Vegas, and Katherine was actually on site, as was Rosario Dawson, the two stars. But I don't think any amount of selling would get me real excited about this film. She's an ex-wife. She's kind of a little bitter and jealous that her husband has taken up with this new woman. This new woman now is not only in her home, but raising her children. And she goes the route of, well, let's befriend her and let's go down that road. But yeah, you're exactly right. She makes life hell for everybody.
This does not sound like a good date movie.
No, probably not.
It's time to tell your ex that we're getting married.
Unforgettable.
How well do you really know Julia?
Hello. Who is this? She is dangerous. Enough is enough.
Are you threatening me?
Yes.
And then a custody battle is at the center of Gifted.
Yeah, this one's good. It stars Chris Evans as a brother, and he's a single man raising his sister's child. Everything is great and wonderful until it's sort of they discover that she's a prodigy. She is a math wizard. And Chris Evans' mother, the evil grandmother, she wants to basically direct her path. She wants to steal the child, as you said, the custody battle. And this one's pretty powerful, tugs at the heartstrings, really well done.
My sister showed up with Mary. She said she needed to talk. 6.5 years later, me and Mary are still hanging out.
You are denying the girl her potential.
Diane wanted Mary to be a kid, to have a life.
Is your guardianship in the best interest of this little girl?
You are an outstanding dad.
Then over at the Movie Mill, we've got a movie that's based on a book called The Case for Christ.
Yeah, true story. And again, it's a couple. He's a journalist. And as a couple, they've decided that God has no place in their life. They're atheists. Their daughter has a near-death experience. And it starts to change the wife's thoughts. And she finds Christ. She finds faith. It causes a lot of friction in the marriage. And so the husband, being the journalist that he is, takes it upon himself to prove that Christ did not physically exist. But however, his conclusions are quite startling. And I think he's a little upset with the process. But it's really quite powerful. It is one of those faith-based films that I think a lot of people in our community will appreciate.
I love you more than you'll ever know.
I talked to Jesus.
What? I understand that all this feels good right now. I get that you want this to be true, but what if it's not? Wouldn't you want to know that before you've dedicated your entire life to it?
Of course. But what if it is? What if it is true? Wouldn't you want to know that?
I wasn't about to spend $10 on chips, but I grew up on the TV series, so for $5 at the Movie Mill, I'm curious.
Yeah, or $3 on a Tuesday is probably more what it's worth, unfortunately. But yeah, you got Michael Pena and Dax Shepard reprising the roles of Chips, the California Highway Patrol. It's entertaining, and again, I think if you grew up with the series, it's certainly worth the view.
Then, of course, there's Kong, Skull Island.
Yeah, this is a fun, fresh reboot, a new look at King Kong and the origin. It's got great star power. You've got Tom Hiddleston, Brie Larson, John C. Reilly. You've got Samuel L. Jackson, John Goodman, who's looking amazing. And it's just really well done. Good special effects. And it's really building up to a confrontation with Godzilla down the road.
And lastly, one of the biggest movies of the year so far, the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, you know what? We just can't get enough of our Lego movies, and Lego Batman is fun. Will Arnett is just snappy. His humor is great. The story's entertaining, and all ages will enjoy this one over and over.
trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. Thanks again, Len. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys, you're welcome, and we'll see you at the movies.